Oh, boy, another day in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, boys and girls. Again, it's time for another visit with our friends down in Wormwood Forest.
Hey, hey, don't run away. Listen a while, you'll want to stay. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Hello, everybody. This is Dippy Dwarf. Today, Barbecue Pig has the grand opening of her new hotel.
So don't leave your radio. Listen to our animal show. There's always lots of fun down in Wormwood Forest.
Oh, greetings, Barbecue Pig.
Good morning, Eagle Beaver. And how's my new hotel coming?
Just one more nail. There, Pig, your new hotel is completely completed. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeedy.
Oh, that's just the best news I've had in months, Eagle Beaver.
Now, what are you going to call this splendid edifice, Pig?
Call it? Well, I hadn't thought about a name.
When is the big opening?
Tonight.
You just can't have an opening without a name.
Oh, that's right. Horace, I must think of a name.
Well, I'll gather up my beavers. You may send the check to my office at the Eager Beaver Building Corporation.
Very well, and I think you did a perfectly wonderful job on the hotel, Beaver.
Glad you're a satisfied customer, Barbecue. And I'll be curious to hear what you call it. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed.
Heavens, a name for my hotel.
Oh, hiya, Barbecue Pig.
Oh, hello, Franklin Frog.
Yeah, I see your hotel is completed. What you gonna call it?
I don't know yet.
Gee, if you're having the grand opening tonight, you gotta have a name. You just gotta.
Yes, I must have a name.
Well, I'll see you tonight when I sing, Pig.
Toodaloo, Franklin. Heavens, a name for my hotel. I must think. I'll sit here on this rock and try to think.
Hi, who's sitting on my shell?
Oh, a pig!
Oh, Timothy Turtle, I thought you were a rock.
Guess maybe I look like a rock because I'm stone broke. Hi, get up, pig. You're heavy.
You're broke, you say? Well, here's 27 cents, Timothy.
Thanks, pig. You can park for 1 hour.
Turtle, I'm perturbed. I'm distraught. I'm...
Getting fat?
Holy, am I really?
I don't know. What you so worried about, Peg?
I don't have a name for my new hotel, and it opens tonight.
Oh, that's too bad. No name for your hotel.
It must be a good one. A name that's high class and has dignity.
Then why don't you ask the skunk? She's coming down the road.
Well, so she is. Oh, Susan Skunk. Susan?
Did someone call me? Oh, hello, Barbecue Pig.
Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Susie Skunk.
Hello, Timothy Turtle.
Susan, I'll scoot over so you can sit here beside me.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you, Barbecue. There.
Hi, Pig. You only paid for parking privileges for one.
Well, here's 16 cents, Timothy. Oh. Now do be quiet.
Isn't it a lovely March day?
Perhaps, but I'm worried, Susan. My hotel is having a grand opening tonight.
Well, you shouldn't worry about that.
The thing is, Susan, I don't have a name for my hotel.
No name? Oh, gracious, that is bad.
With your help, perhaps I can think of a suitable name.
We'll write down a list of names. I think I have pencil and paper in my purse.
Here we go again.
A jar of mustard, my pickle forks, a portable mugwump.
What's a mugwump?
That's a good question, Tim. A clothes wringer. A bowling ball?
I didn't know you bowled, Susan.
Oh, I don't. I'm going to have the bowling ball subdivided and use the little ones for mothballs.
You're looking for pencil and paper, remember?
Butterfly net, hair net. Oh, here's a pencil and some Kleenex.
How will we ever write on such soft paper as Kleenex?
Maybe the pencil has soft lead.
Now, let's list some names. Suggestions, anyone?
Well, how about Pig's Palace?
Or the Pig's Motel?
Or Barbecue's Castle?
Or the Swanky Pig Pig?
Or the Elite Sway?
Or the Ham House?
Or the Smokehouse?
Or the Bacon Building?
Someone
Frankie Frog.
What is it, kitty baby?
Have you seen Dippy Dwarf?
Isn't he in his office?
No.
Or in the lobby?
No.
Well, I don't know where he is.
The pig's downstairs and she wants to see him.
Well, I'll see if I can locate him, kitty.
Oh, hurry, Frankie. The pig looks awfully worried.
Okay. Hey, Dippy. Hey, Dippy Dwarf.
I'm up in the attic, Frankie.
Well, come down here at once.
The pig wants you in the lobby.
I'm coming. No. You say the pig wants to see me?
Yes, she's down in the lobby.
Kitty says she looks worried.
Oh, my, oh, my. I'd better run right down.
Don't trip on your beard, Dwarf.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Kitty. I tucked my beard in my pocket. No. Pig. Oh, there you are.
Dippy, thank heavens I found you.
What's the trouble, Barbecue?
I haven't a name for my hotel.
No name?
Well, we made out a horribly long list of names, but I can't decide on one. I'm just a nervous wretch.
You do look upset.
If I don't make up my mind soon, I'm afraid I'll lose it.
And then you can't attend your hotel's grand opening tonight.
Whatever am I going to do, Dippy?
Well, Pig, it just so happens that a new psychiatrist has arrived in Wormwood.
A psychiatrist?
Yes. Maybe he can help you.
This is my last chance. I must go to him at once. Where is he?
He has an office beyond the willows, down among the sheltering pines.
Oh, this must be the place. Oh, here's a sign. Swami Salami, Fortune Teller, Mental John, Pyramid Club Organizer, and Psychiatrist. I'll go right in. Yoo-hoo, Swami Salami.
Welcome to my inner sanctum, Pig. Would you care to have your fortune told? Or your your pig hoof read?
No, I want to be psychoanalyzed.
Then permit me to remove my crystal ball from the table. Now stretch yourself out and relax on my couch.
Like this.
So, now my pig, tell me what you see when you close your eyes.
Dollar marks.
Well, let me put my question this way. Pig, when people come to see you, what pops into your head first thing?
Oh, when I have visitors, I always think of money.
You have a pickpocket complex.
Horrors, no. Everyone always wants to borrow money from me.
You have lots of money?
Of course. I'm a wealthy Virginia ham, I am.
Let us continue with the treatment.
Swami Salami, you're staring at me. Tell me when you look at me, what do you see?
I see dollar marks. Pig, you're a fascinating creature. With you, I could fold my tents like the Arabs and silently pick your pocket.
Swami, I came here to be psychoanalyzed. Now, please continue.
As you wish. What is troubling you?
I can't think of a name for my hotel.
And you are troubling Swami Salami for such a trivial matter? I, who am being the world's most foremost psychiatric?
Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'm going.
But, Pig, you have not paid me.
You're right, and I'm not paying you. You haven't helped me one bit.
What could one expect from such a corn-fed pig?
Corn. Salami, what's made out of corn?
How many grits?
Hominy, that's it.
Pig, your mind, I cannot follow it.
That's what I shall call my hotel. Hominy, the Hominy Plaza.
The Hominy Plaza. Not bad.
Oh, this psychoanalysis has been invaluable. Here's a $54 bill for you.
Pig, could you not manage to need another treatment soon? Money like this I have not seen since I sold Persian rugs to the Sheikh of Araby.
And so, Dippy Dwarf, I'm going to call my hotel for home and he plays it.
Oh, wonderful, Pig. Now you can go ahead with your plans.
Yes. Will you please see if Franklin Frog has arranged his duet with Henrietta Hen?
Check with the frog. All right.
And send Kitty over to Susan Skunk's to see if the hors d'oeuvres are ready.
Kitty to Susie's, all right.
Now I can go upstairs and select the diamond lavalier I'm going to wear to the grand opening.
Hey, trot along, Pig. I'll send Kitty over to Susie Skunk's right away.
Susie Skunk has the hors d'oeuvres ready.
If you're working your way through magazines by selling schools, I don't... Oh, hello, Kitty.
Sue, are the hors d'oeuvres ready?
Oh, Moose. Dumbcluck the Woodchuck is arranging them on the tray. Oh, Chucky, are you through fixing the tray?
Yes, sweetie Susie Skunky. Look at it. Isn't it beautiful?
Oh, I thank you, Woodchuck.
Well, Kitty, I didn't mean you.
Oh, you don't think I'm beautiful?
No, I didn't say that.
Why, you Woodchuck,
you... Kitty,
Kitty!
Oh, mercy me. Look what you went and did, Kitty.
The hors d'oeuvres spilled all over the floor.
Oh, whatever will we do? It's almost time for the grand opening.
Please, you don't cry.
But Chucky, what can we make up in such a hurry?
Why, that old standby truffle shortcake.
Good, if it's a shortcake, it won't take long to make.
Right, quick, Susie, the shortening. The flour, truffles, raisins.
Pinky Frog, are you ready to sing with the hen?
Yeah, sure am, kiddo. We practiced all morning.
Wonder who that is at the door.
I'll go see. Well, hiya, Gerald Grasshopper.
Hi, Pranky Boy. Got bad news for you.
Yeah, bad news?
Yep. Sage, you made the hen practice singing too long today.
Well, it takes practice to make a hen sing like a lark.
Henrietta won't sing like anything. She won't sing.
Why not?
Sprained her tonsils. She has laryngitis. Can't cackle above a chirp.
Oh, no.
Well, does this mean there won't be any duet at the hotel opening?
Couldn't you sing a solo, Frog?
Well, gee, I haven't anything prepared, Gerald.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'll hop over to the music studio of Strauss & Bowes and have him compose an original number for you to do.
But Grasshopper, can you get over there fast enough?
Frog, I'll hop as fast as a downwind chunk of tobacco juice.
Oh, Susan, thank heavens you made it in time for the hors d'oeuvres.
Yes, Pig, it was a struggle, but we made it.
Well, just put the tray here on the buffet. Susan?
Yes, ma'am?
These are not hors d'oeuvres. These are truffle shortcakes.
Well, don't you think they'll be all right under the circumstances?
Perhaps you're right. Timothy Turtle.
Oh, yes, Peg?
Take these truffle shortcakes over there and serve them under the circumstances.
Well, the circumstances.
Don't ask foolish questions. The frog is going to sing.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, due to a bit of bad luck, I'm going to sing a solo. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, the hen and I practiced, and it made her sick. No, I think I'd better just sing. Your Lady Strauss Waltz, if you please, Maestro. In all of Wormwood, no hotel's as good as the Harmony Plaza. The rooms are roomy, the food is perfumey at the Harmony Plaza. You'll never feel blue, there's room service too. Come on, everybody, join in at the Harmony, 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 Harmony.
That's corn, brother.
At the Harmony Plaza.
Even if the Pig's Hotel is the biggest and best in all Wormwood, I doubt if our friends will forsake the Swarf Waldorf, for it's the hotel with the most fun down in Wormwood Forest.